My name is Kathleen Moucheron, and I'm a volunteer for the association Les Enfants de Salus Sanguinis. Originally, the association was a big association for all type of cancer, but then the association was split. So this association is made for the well-being of the children having a cancer. When my son was 2 years old, he was diagnosed with cancer and had to stay a very long time in hospital. And this association has helped us a lot. You have to imagine, once you get the diagnosis, it's like a bomb exploding in your life. You don't know what will happen with your child. But with this association, you get the feeling that they take you by the hand through the sickness, because they are there at every step to organize events for the children, to organize games, to get them out of the hospital. And that's so comforting to get this feeling that you are not alone. My son missed his first day of school, and at some point he was good enough to get some visits in his room, and teacher came with such fantastic material to paint, draw, count, and for him it was like going to school in reality, and he was crying from happiness.
My name is Véronique Edemans. I'm the happy mother of three children, and one of my children was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 2.5. And it was when my child, who is better today, told me, "I had such a great childhood. Can't you remember when we went to Paradisa? Can't you remember in hospital when I played piano, when I was in the classroom with Nadine?" And for me, it was just three horrible years. And my son looked back with a smile on his face. That convinced me to join the organization, and then I thought, okay, what could I do to raise funds? And I said, shall we associate the 20 kilometers through Brussels with Les Enfants de Salus Sanguinis? And today we have 50 runners. We have French-speaking runners, English-speaking runners, Dutch-speaking runners. We have a Japanese one, an Italian one, so it's quite international. And there is one common thread between all the runners, is that they all are or have been affected in some way or another with childhood cancer. A 17-year-old boy treated in the hospital some years ago, and today he's running to raise funds for the children that are fighting cancer today. So we want to raise funds for the well-being and the improvement of their quality of life during the treatments, but sometimes the treatment doesn't work. And then we also pay the travel expenses of the nurses that go at the home of the children who are in palliative care. That's very important for the child, for his family. Therefore, we need to raise funds to make sure that the end of the child life is as peaceful as possible.